Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. As we do, let's have a little discussion with the latest things that have been put up on Ammoland.com with their author, and his name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. What would you like to start the discussion with today?
Well, let's talk about this Virginia House vote where they have repealed the red flag law in the House of Delegates. I know it still faces a bit of an uphill swim, but are these the first to actually repeal these things? Is this the first move that you've seen about this?
Well, I think it is. The question is whether the Republicans in Virginia will be able to hold on to power through the next election and gain control of the Senate.
Right.
And they may. They're only really one vote short of having control of the Senate. Now, it's not impossible that one of the Democrat senators could switch parties.
Right.
If one Democrat senator switched parties, then this could go through.
Would Winsome Sears be the tie-breaking vote?
Yes, she would.
Yep.
And it'd be just like we have in the U.S. Senate, where, you know, in the U.S. Senate, they have 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans. And because the vice president is a Democrat, Kamala Harris, then the Senate is considered to be Democrat, and so they get all the committee chiefs and everything like that. Well, in Virginia, if one Democrat would switch sides to Republican, then the Republicans would be in charge of the Virginia House. So it's a very close thing, but with the Democrats in charge, it doesn't seem likely that it would come up for a vote because the Democrat committee chairs and committees simply would not let it get out of committee. So that's what will probably happen in the Senate. But in the meantime...
Well, wait a minute. Let's examine that just for a second. And in West Virginia, they keep electing Joe Manchin because Joe Manchin does what his constituents want, which in some cases can seem a little bit, you know, progressive, and in other cases not. I mean, he and Kyrsten Sinema have been the ones holding back the whole abolish the filibuster thing.
In my opinion, they've been the thread which has been saving the Republic.
Right. So why wouldn't one of these Democrats that may want to remain a politician, why wouldn't they switch sides and say, okay, the people have spoken, and go with
happen.
That? Yeah.
That's why I brought it up. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible. It's just that they ran on being a Democrat. They got elected as a Democrat. And this is seen, the last election, the 2021 election, is seen as somewhat of an anomaly. Everybody expected the Democrats to win. But because they were so ideologically insane, they didn't win.
Nope.
And they actually lost. I mean, they lost the lieutenant governor, they lost the governorship, they lost the attorney general, they lost their majority in the House. but the Senate was not up for a vote.
Right.
No senator was up for a vote in 2021. They are all up for a vote in Virginia in 2023. And so, well, all the House members will be up for a vote in 2023 as well. So, yeah, you could see that there might be a moderate Democrat in the Senate somewhere who would switch, and it would make a huge change, but I haven't heard of anybody doing it. So that's where we stand. And what we have is that when the Democrats were in charge, they passed a bunch of radical anti-gun bills.
Yeah, they became California East, didn't they?
Yes. And so now that the Republicans are one vote short of a majority in both houses and and they have the governorship, they want to change things back to what they were before and maybe even gain a little. But it's that one vote that prevents them from changing things back, just like one vote in the Senate is preventing the Democrats from pushing their through their vote reform to allow Democrat cheating all the time bill in the through the House of Representatives and the Senate
right.
for the U.S. Yeah.
They basically got it all though.
By the way, those what? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, they got the full House in Northam's term. I mean, they had universal background checks. They had red flag laws.
Yes, and there were several things they passed. The red flag laws, and they passed a requirement to report a gun if it's lost or stolen within 21 days. They passed an end to private sales. All sales have to go through the government and be approved by the government, gun sales, before they're allowed. They passed a requirement to lock up guns if there's any children in the house under the age of 14. They passed a one handgun per month purchase limit. They did away with the Virginia preemption law so that local governments in Virginia are now allowed to create any gun law they want, and which many Virginia local governments are likely to create very unusual and restrictive gun laws just to make it a mess for any gun owner trying to negotiate the state. So they passed a bunch of stuff. And the Republicans would like to reverse all that, but because they're one vote short, I don't know if any of it will go through. Another thing the Democrats did when Northam was in the governorship is they passed a bunch of voting laws to make voting manipulation a lot easier.
Right.
And they did away with the requirement for a photo voter ID. They allowed early voting up to 45 days before the election. They put in a supposed emergency requirement because of COVID to allow election drop boxes so that anybody could drop off votes at any time, and the whole chain of custody of where those ballots were and who manipulated them is unknown. So we have the Democrat scheme to make voting irregularities and manipulation easy and legal, and or at least difficult to detect in Virginia. And the Republicans would like to reverse that, make the elections fair and transparent again, but they're a vote short. So I don't know what will happen. They will probably pass numerous bills in the House only to have them not passed in the Senate. That would be my suspicion of how it would work.
Well, at the same time, some things happened that they didn't expect to happen. It is a good sign that they have taken this over. It's a good sign that, you know, most legislatures wouldn't do this. Most legislatures would not get out there and start repealing first thing in their session, which, you know, so this is a pretty good sign.
Throw some guts on the part of the Republicans, and perhaps as more and more information gets out, there'll be a realignment.
We'll see. Going into the break, Be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantis Holster, singular.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Dean has some really nice, his last four articles are really, really nice. So let's shift if we can. Coming out of Sutherland, Texas, Sutherland Springs, was this a surprise to you to see this way? I mean, this is significant.
It was. I was surprised to see a $230 million award from the court in the Sutherland Springs case, the church shooting case that was stopped by a citizen who happened to be an NRA instructor with an AR-15.
Yep.
Who happened to be nearby, and his daughter informed him of this event, and he checked it out and loaded up. Didn't even have a loaded magazine, but he loaded a few rounds into one, and Stephen Wilford was his Wilford.
Yep, he had eight rounds.
And he stopped it.
Yep.
He stopped it. And, you know, it was enough to stop it. But this generated a court case in federal court against the United States government. And there were several people that filed charges, lawsuits, I should say, against the federal government in this case. And they were all consolidated into one lawsuit that is known as the Holcomb versus the USA. And frankly, I didn't think it would go anywhere because there's a doctrine called sovereign immunity. And it says you can't sue the government unless they give you permission to sue. And usually they don't give you permission to sue.
Yeah.
But what happened in this case is the government had passed a statute called the Federal Tort Claims Act, FTCA. And in general, it said that if members, you know, officials in the federal government mess up, you can sue them. And there's some specifics involved. There's a lot of little detail that, frankly, I think would not clarify things much. But basically, they passed this act saying you could sue them. So when the government tried to defend itself in this case, the first thing they did is they said, this FTCA does not apply. You know, we're immune. We have sovereign immunity. But the judge looked at the case, and he looked at the FTCA and says, well, it sure looks like it applies to me. And he said it does apply. So the government, through this statute, had given permission for people to sue, and then they went on, the government lawyers, and they said, well, if it applies, we still have immunity through the Brady Law, the law that created the whole instant check system. And they said under the Brady Law, there's this paragraph that gives immunity from lawsuit to employees of the government, employees of local government, employees of gun shops. I mean, there's a significant paragraph saying all these people are immune. But the lawyers for the plaintiffs, the people who are suing, said, but it doesn't say you can't sue the federal government. It just says you can't sue an employee of the federal government. And the court said, well, that's right. It tells you who is immune, and it does not include the entire federal government. Therefore, they were not granted immunity.
One thing to point out. One thing to point out is the whole reason this started is that Devin Patrick Kelly, the shooter there, he was a member of the United States Air Force. He was not a very good member of the military, and when he exited the military, he was a prohibited person, except the Air Force did not send that forward to the NICS.
Right. And he was actually a prohibited person about three ways because of being convicted of a felony, being convicted of a misdemeanor of domestic violence, and having a bad conduct discharge.
Right.
So he was a triple prohibited person. And what's so bad about it, and I think one of the reasons the court found that it could go forward, is that there had been an inspector general report to the Air Force, which said, you guys, the people in the Air Force, not only are you not reporting this stuff, but you're not doing it on a systematic basis. I think they found something like 40% of the cases were not being reported.
Yeah.
And they found this in an inspector general report that told the Air Force, you have to correct this. And the Air Force said, yes, sir, we will correct it. And then they did not correct it.
Yeah.
So it was egregious. It wasn't just one guy forgetting to file one case one time. It was widespread, systematic lack of diligence to file these cases,
right.
Lots of cases. And it turned out that Kelly was one of those that had not gotten into the NICS, National Instant Background Check System. And so, because the federal government had given people the authority to sue in cases like this, and because the immunity in the Brady Act did not grant immunity to the federal government, and because the federal government was demonstratively negligent in a large way in this case, the court found that the government was responsible 60% for the mass killing that Kelly had done in the Sutherland Church. And so they awarded $230 million in damages split among 80 claimants.
Right.
And so go ahead.
I find that interesting, that settlement in that case versus what just happened with Remington.
Well, and they're hugely different cases. And
yes,
remember, in this case, it's not a settlement. It is a court award.
Right.
The parties did not agree. In a settlement, the parties agree. In this case, the court was awarded these damages.
Excellent
to the
point.
Claimant.
Yep.
And so that's way different. And they varied enormously. 80 claimants, and they varied from, I quickly scanned through how they were awarded, and one particular fellow who has lifetime disability and medical costs and all kinds of problems was awarded $18 million for extensive economic and non-economic damages. And then neighbors.
Hang on right there if you would. We're coming up on the next break. This article, find it at amalan.com. That is a significant, significant occasion, what just happened with that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking from the White House, President Joe Biden continues to reiterate that Russia is putting out misinformation to make the rest of the world believe they have a reason to attack the Ukraine.
For example, a shelling of a Ukrainian kindergarten yesterday. which Russia has falsely asserted was carried out by Ukraine. We also continue to see more and more disinformation being pushed out to the Russian public, including Russian-backed separatists, claiming that Ukraine is planning to launch a massive offensive attack in the Donbas. There is simply no evidence in these assertions, and it defies basic logic to believe the Ukrainians would choose this moment, with well over 150,000 troops arrayed on his borders, to escalate a year-long conflict.
Biden also continued to remind the world in his speech that the United States will stand with NATO against Russia. This is USA Radio News. Former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter has now been sentenced following her conviction in the death of Daunte Wright.
It is the sentence and judgment of this court that you shall be committed to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 24 months.
Judge Regina Chu handed down the sentence over the objection of prosecutors after the former officer apologized to the victim's family. Potter will serve 16 months in prison, followed by 8 months of supervised release. After 178,000 illegal immigrant encounters in the month of December, 46 House Republicans are calling on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign, citing a complete failure to lead the department, pointing to recent tensions with Border Patrol and the relentless crisis at the southern border. The letter, led by Representative Kevin Hern of Oklahoma, points to Mayorkas' primary mission of the Department of Homeland Security to secure our nation from its many threats. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and two very good developments in the gun culture, in the gun world, and in the world of the United States for freedom and everything. And Dean documented them. But now, let's go to Dean covers a topic that is fascinating to me, and he knows exactly what I'm talking about now. Whenever I say that. And this is something that was begun jointly. Is that jointly between you and Freddie at Amaland when you guys decided to do this?
Yeah. What happened is that Freddie, because they are a publisher,
right.
They're a media outlet. And so he found out how you apply for Freedom of Information Act requests, how you make requests under the Freedom of Information Act to get information that otherwise has not been released to the public. Now, many times this information should be public, but for whatever reason, the agencies that have it just choose not to release it. So the Freedom of Information Act comes from the Watergate era. It was one of the reforms after that, which said that if a media outlet, and individuals can do this too, but media has an advantage, and they do not, media does not have to pay an agency to release the information.
Ah.
And so Freddie figured out how to do these requests, and he asked me one day if there was anything that I think that thought a media, a Freedom of Information Act request would be useful. And I said, yes, we should ask for any cases that involve defensive use of firearms against bears. And he made this request, and we got a document with over 1,500 pages in it. And I've been mining that document to find cases which have not otherwise been published where people used firearms in defense against bears. And there have been several of them. I've been publishing the results fairly regularly on AmmoLand, and this is one of those events. And this one, I think you're talking about 38 special,
yep,
effective against a Wyoming grizzly bear. And what happened is that we had a couple of elk hunters, and this was in 2011. They were bow hunters or archery hunters, and they were hunting for elk in September of 2011 in a wild part of Wyoming, where it's sort of on the middle of the western side of Wyoming on the boundary of the Shoshone and Bridger-Teton National Forest. It's right on the Continental Divide, if anybody knows that area, about an hour north of the Du Noir Junction, south of Du Bois, Wyoming. And I even, because they had maps with contour lines on it, I can tell you that the elevation was at about 9,400 feet, according to the map. And so these people were hunting elk, and it's rough country. From the pictures, you can tell there's a lot of blow-down timber. It is difficult country to traverse. And they were moving into this timber, and there were two of them, two hunters. Their names are not divulged in the Freedom of Information Act document, and so I'll just refer to them as Hunter 1 and Hunter 2. Hunter 1 had a holstered 38 special revolver as well as his archery equipment. And about 10 o'clock in the morning, they were crossing this large area of downed timber, which it isn't timber that was cut by somebody. It's timber where a lot of it was blown down by storms and winds, leaving this jumbled tangle of tree trunks and branches that you have to try to work your way through. And it's very difficult stuff to get through. And, you know, it's also good cover for big game. So, and if you go to the AmmoLand article, you can see pictures and see what I'm talking about. So Hunter 1 was, in his words, was about to cross a big piece of downed timber when he saw a large bear jump up and toward him. And it was one of these downed trees, you know, at an angle, usually not horizontal. And so he jumps on this tree and starts running up the tree to get above ground level for some protection from the bear. And the bear, he said, was kind of spooked as well, and the bear runs off. Now, this is a fairly common occurrence. Most encounters between people and bears, the bear runs off because it has some idea that people are dangerous. So, in this case, the bear ran off, ran north, and Hunter 1 waited until the bear was out of sight, and then he had a cow call for elk hunting, and he made a noise with that to indicate to Hunter 2 that he needed to talk to him. So he didn't want to shout and spook all the game, I suppose. So Hunter 2 was about 30 to 50 yards away, and he came at the sound of the cow call, and he saw Hunter 1 up on top of this downed timber and realized something was going on, and he came closer, and they talked to each other and said, hey, there's this big grizzly bear around here. We should get out of here. It stinks. So they were moving back toward their truck, and they had gone about 300 yards in this nasty timber. That's a significant effort. It takes time. And they heard a crash. Now, they thought it might be an elk, and they turn and they see two bears charging at them. Hunter one starts running up a tree trunk again on an angle, and he looks back and sees the larger bear, so it was a sow and a good sized cub, change direction and attack Hunter two. Now, Hunter two had seen Hunter one going up a down timber and the bears, and he started to try to go up this tree trunk, but he slipped and ended up on his back on the ground. And he looks up, and here's a bear looming over him and coming at him. And so he tries to kick at the bear with his feet. Now, he's an archery hunter. He had tossed his bow as he started trying to get up this tree trunk. So he brings up his foot to kick at the bear, and the bear grabs his right ankle. And as all this is going on, and it's happening very fast, much faster than I can tell it, and he yells at Hunter 1 to shoot the bear. Now, at this point, Hunter 1 has drawn his .38 revolver. And the bear has just got a hold of Hunter 2's ankle. And Hunter 1 fires two shots at the bear. You know, just bam, bam. And the bear lets go of Hunter 2's ankle and starts moving towards Hunter 1 and falls down. And then it starts to get up again. And Hunter 1 fires again, another shot at the bear. Bam! And it goes down for good. .38 revolver. Hunter 1 said all shots were fired from 6 feet away or less. But he was kind of a bit elevated. He was up on this down tree trunk. There's a picture that shows a little bit of I suspect, reenaction. And he looks to me like he's about 6 foot above ground level on this tree trunk. And the bear is down below him. And that's where the action with Hunter 2 was happening when he fired.
Hang on right there. Hang on right there. Coming up on the last break. Captivating stuff. We'll be right back. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on The Firing Line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and he has gone through the Freedom of Information Act and brought us another bear attack. Before you go on with the telling of the tale, why do they seem so frequent to me?
I think they seem frequent because so many of them happen, but we aren't told about them. You know, they never get reported, they never make it to the media, and if the media does talk about them, they just give a very brief synopsis because the people reporting on them in the media aren't all that interested, they don't know anything about guns, they don't know much about bears, and so they just say, well, there was a bear attack and somebody got hurt, or something like that. So most of the cases are not reported on, so we're getting better reporting, that's one thing, and there are more bears than there used to be, so we're getting more attacks, and there's more people in areas where the bears are, and there are also more people carrying handguns where the bears are. So all those things combined mean that we're getting a greater frequency, and now that we have people like me who are actively looking for these and publishing them, you're hearing more. There were probably times in the past where they happened, but they just weren't reported much. I suspect that was the case in the late 1800s in Wyoming and Montana, and probably in the 1930s and 40s in Alaska, where you had events. But nobody thought much about them. You know, somebody, a bear attacked somebody and they shot it and killed it. And well, that was it. Well, a bear came after me and I killed it. It was no big deal. So they didn't report it. They didn't start reporting defense of life and property kills in Alaska, I think, until the 1970s. I'd have to look it up, but that's my best recollection. And so that's the big reason that we're seeing more of it, is that there are more bears, there are more people, there's better reporting, and more people are carrying handguns out there, especially in the lower 48 in this area.
Right. That all makes sense to me, but does that mean in the older days when, you know, you hear about all these hunters vanishing on their little hunts and everything, does that mean that they ran afoul of a bear and the bear took them and...
Well, it might have happened, and then they just got killed and nobody ever heard about it. Sure, I mean, that could happen, and there's many ways that a person alone can die out in the wilderness and nobody hears anything about it.
Yep.
Now, in this particular case, I found it interesting that the hunter with the handgun had a .38 revolver. But we see that caliber isn't nearly as important as we thought it would be,
right,
and that we've had people with .22s defend themselves, people with .38s, people with 9mm and .40 calibers and .45s, and even a Makarov in a case out of Russia. Somebody shot and killed it was a police officer, I believe, shot and killed a grizzly bear that was attacking a fellow officer up there. There's video of it. I mean, that's how we know it happened. You see it very clearly. And it almost certainly it appears to be a Makarov, which would be a 9.3 by 18 cartridge, a little bit more powerful than a 380. And the bear goes right down, you know, so... We tend to think that its caliber is extremely important, but I don't think it is. The bears do have vulnerable parts, and if you hit the vulnerable part, you know, they'll go down. In this case, when they did the necropsy, let's kind of finish the story because we left it where the bear goes down. And then, so we have Hunter 1 shot the bear 3 times. It goes down, and he goes and checks on his buddy who's checking himself. And the bear had grabbed him, and he had a heavy leather boot on. To me, it looks like probably a good quality cowboy-type boot, because there's a picture of it in the information that we got. And one canine probably from the bear managed to get all the way through the leather and through the skin of Hunter 2 and causes a relatively minor puncture wound on the ankle. There's probably some bruising as well. And only the quick action of Hunter 1 in firing at the bear with the .38 prevented severe damage, because we see that these grizzlies can do a tremendous amount of severe damage very quickly. But it all happened extremely quickly. The bear was shot, stopped the attack, started to move toward the person that was shooting, and we've seen this before. And then the person who was shooting was accurate and quick enough to just put the bear down immediately, and so they didn't get any more. Now, when they did this necropsy at the investigating officers who went out, they found 3 .38 caliber bullets in the bear, one of which appears to have broke a spine. And the bullets, you can see in the picture, look like full metal jacketed, about 150 to 160 grain bullets. It's hard to make without having a scale and being there, but from my long experience looking at various bullets, I'd say they look like about 150 to 160 grain, and they're full jacketed. And one of those bullets hit the spine and was severely deformed by hitting the spine, and that was probably the shot that killed the bear. And then we have that Hunter 1 said he was shaking so bad, and he was so scared, but this almost certainly is after he did the shooting. I don't think he was shaking or scared so bad when he did the shots. What we see is that people in a deadly fight, after the fight's over, you get in a reaction to all this adrenaline that's been dumped into your system because you're fighting for your life, and then you start shaking. And, you know, I've had it happen to me when I had my first shot my first deer when I was 13 years old. You know, it was such an emotionally charged event that I just started shaking. Most people can relate to having some experience with that, or many can. And so they came out and they did the necropsy, and they looked around for a cub. They heard a bear, but they never saw the cub. And this bear that was shot was tattooed with the number 497. So So it had been trapped as part of management action in 2005 and then in 2008 for depredating on cattle not far from where this attack occurred when it was finally shot and killed. So it was a problem bear. And as often happens with problem bears, it came to a bad end. Now, the thing is that because one of the real benefits of using pistols or fire any firearm to defend against bears is the bear is usually shot and killed. And this is a good thing because bears that attack humans should be removed from the gene pool so they don't attack a person again and so they don't reproduce and pass on to their cubs their bad habits of going after people or domestic animals. So it's really a very positive thing that bears who attack people are killed. And that's one of the real disadvantages of bear spray. Bear spray, may stop an attack, but it doesn't remove the bear. It doesn't really stop the bear from doing other attacks. And it is a minor irritant to a bear for a little bit. And so it's not nearly as effective or as useful, in my opinion, as a firearm. That's just one of the big problems with bear spray.
Yeah. We're about to run out of time. Outstanding. Good stuff. Good stuff. I have a question I'm going to ask you the next time we convene on Tuesday, if you're available. But thank you for joining me tonight.
Very good. I look forward to it. It's always a fun time to be on the air with you, and I expect to be there Tuesday, barring problems.
Roger that. And as for everybody else, be back again on Monday. And between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.